said, "Doctor, I get heartburn every time I eat birthday cake." The doctor looked at me. He said, "Well, next time, take off the candles."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There are fascinating things going on in the world, and we'd like to share them on today's Good Report. It's time for two laughter-inducing news stories, and for two heartwarming ones as well. First up, the story of 11-year-old Harrison Johnson of North Carolina. After visiting the Pearl Harbor War Memorial, he was so moved that he raised $81,000 to fund the creation of educational materials that raise awareness of the sacrifices made by heroes and victims of the attack. Well done, Harrison. In 1948, Winston Churchill told British Parliament, "Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it." Speaking of England, a kind Cheshire woman rescued an abandoned baby hedgehog and put it in a box with some food. But the hedgehog didn't move all night, so she took it to a local vet and was informed that the creature she had rescued was actually a pom-pom from a beanie hat. Well, I'm sure she felt like curling up in a ball somewhere. Our next story made me giggle. New Brunswicker Wei Ming Cho posted an ad on Kijiji after his town was hit by a major snowstorm. 2 days later, the advertisement had 200,000 views. I think you'll see why. Here's a snippet. This isn't some entry-level snowblower that is just going to move the snow 2 feet away. This is an 11-horsepower Briggs & Stratton machine of snow doom that will cut a 29-inch path of pure ecstasy. And it's only 4 years old. I dare you to find a harder-working four-year-old. My niece is 5, and she gets tired and cranky after just a few minutes of shoveling. This guy just goes and goes. I want you to experience the rush that comes with smashing through a snowdrift and watching the look of despair as your neighbor gets his shovel out once more while you kick back with a hot cup of joe. Wei Ming was, if you'll forgive me, blown away at the avalanche of 1,400 emails. Some thought he was kidding, but it was no joke. The emails included job offers, requests for dates, people asking to write ads, and marriage proposals, though he is happily married. Plus, he ended up selling the snowblower. Better yet, he says, "I had more compliments and encouragement than I've received since the day I introduced my future wife to my family." Ah, beautiful. Wei Ming says, "My wife is the one who pushed me to sell the snowblower in the first place." One more story from the heartwarming category. Heather Bowers, loving wife, mom, and devoted friend, was at the end of her long battle with cancer. She had one last wish, a meal from Mama Kwan's restaurant in Outer Banks, North Carolina. One problem, it was 6 hours away. Heather's friend Mary made the call, and the restaurant owner, Kevin Cherry, didn't think twice. He packed up Mary's favorite meal and drove to Heather's home to deliver what ended up being her last supper. She passed away the next day. Mary said Kevin's actions restored her faith. She said, "I just think if people see that kind of kindness, it will start to spread." He made her smile, one of the final smiles of her life. "I speak for the whole Bowers family when I say thank you and God bless your amazing heart." Kindness. This fruit of the Spirit should characterize us. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. As we set our minds on the good news of God's love and kindness, we may find ourselves creating a little good news of our own. Now, go make somebody's day.
In a world of false preachers, misinformation, and fake news, who can we really trust? Dr. John Neufeld, Bible teacher for Back to the Bible Canada, presents a powerful new book, Who Speaks for God? Get your copy this month for a feature price of just $7 by visiting laughagain.ca or calling 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.